The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Into the third hour of the program. There's plenty of time for you to call in here toll-free and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. You can also join Ellen on her show. ALP stands for different things.
Yeah, it stands for something different every week. We try to fit it to the topic, but originally it was awesome, loving, and positive.
Yes.
So we're the ALP girls.
You and Allie, who is your co-host, and you guys are now producing your show during the week on Tuesdays, I think?
Yes,
how many
actually,
days does it usually take to get the show out to the internet?
Well, I'm the one that's editing it, so it varies by how busy my schedule is, but usually I can get it up at least the day before the next one comes out.
All right, great. And you guys are cranking away again.
Yep, we do it live through Ustream, and when I'm done editing it, I upload it to our website, alpshow.com.
So this week's episode, what was the theme?
This week, we actually covered the NAP, finally, the non-aggression principle. Yeah, it took a few months, but we finally got there.
So what did ALP stand for when you covered the NAP?
I actually chose aggressors lack perspective.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of fitting. You know, you can't really see the effects of your actions if you're just always aggressing. You know, you don't know what the ripple effect is going to be on that.
You can know, I think, that, I mean, if you know how aggression and violence works, you can predict that violence will usually beget more violence.
Yes.
But yeah, that does require to have a longer perspective to be able to understand those sorts of things. Fascinating stuff. You ladies do a great job with your show. ALPShow.com is the website. That's ALPShow.com for more. Ellen and Daryl, FPP.cc is a bevy of information.
Yes. And also FPPRadio.com. That's where I put all of the audio that I do, including the daily five-minute newscast that I have now been doing for 115 days, I believe.
Wow, it seems like longer. Does it feel like longer than that to you, having done it every day, seven days a week?
When I start thinking about I began doing this in February,
then
holy cow, it's been almost 4 months.
Right.
Monday will be 4 months.
So you mean it's been passing so quickly?
Yes.
I can imagine. What was the last thing that you covered on that?
There's several. I mean, he's doing multiple stories for 5 minutes.
Generally, I have three stories every day. The one was about the Ukrainian president-elect saying that he will take out the rebels who have been being attacked by the Ukrainian military and successfully shot down a helicopter. So we will take revenge on the rebels. That was one of the stories. The email leaked, or not leaked, but the email released by the NSA where they tried to discredit Edward Snowden and say, he didn't bring up any of these issues. See, here's an email. And the email that they released to the media was one of the final emails that he sent before he finally put in his resignation. So presumably when you're getting ready to walk out the front door, you're not telling the boss everything that happened 6 months prior that led to you wanting to quit your job.
Right.
So they're trying to, you know, the NSA is trying to discredit Edward Snowden. And I forget what the final story was.
It's a little late for that.
I know.
Discredit Edward Snowden.
The delay time is quite long for that.
Yeah, it's been almost 1 year. June 5th will be one year since the first.
Oh, I wonder if that's when Greenwald's going to release the big list.
Probably. Because there's also a big.
Let's mention what we're talking about. Glenn Greenwald has promised to release a list of all of the people in the United States that the NSA has spied on.
And if I don't know at least 50 people on the list, then I have failed as an activist.
You got work to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We better all be on that list. You
I'm not
going to
be disappointed if I'm not on the list. I just, it's more of a curiosity to me than anything else.
But June 5th, there's a big day, internet day of action called Reset the Net.
Oh, now what? What are they pushing for now?
To increase, well, no, it's a bunch of privacy companies that are pushing to sort of get people to adopt SSL and secure browsing and VPNs.
Like PGP?
I haven't noticed PGP being one of the things. There's a domain registrar. We both use it, me and you, Ian, but I don't know if we can mention the name. But they're putting out a Namecheap. Yeah. They're putting a discount on SSL for websites so that your website will be secure.
I like Namecheap. I mean, they've been really happy with them. I moved over from GoDaddy after their whole...
They take Bitcoin.
They do. In fact, I actually just... I had done credit card on Namecheap, but I actually just paid up with some Bitcoin on my last renewal. So,
yeah.
Very cool. I would love to get Namecheap on board as a sponsor. The one thing they don't do, and I don't know why, is they don't do .fm. So I still have lrn.fm over at GoDaddy. They must not have an agreement with whoever it is that's behind Federated Micronesia, I think it is, the .fm. So you share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, I had more to say, I think, on this conservative topic that we've been on. We had a caller in the last hour who was... He was talking about conservative ideology and that it's for small government. And I'm sorry, I just don't see it coming from so-called conservatives. So, of course, then the idea is, well, oh, those aren't real conservatives. That's why we have a Tea Party, he says. And when you go to the Tea Party, sure, there are some things that they would like to not have the federal government be doing that it is currently doing. But there are also some things that they feel like the federal government isn't doing or isn't doing a good enough job of that they want to see more money allocated to. They want to see, you know, a border wall or, and I'm being very general, obviously at a Tea Party there's going to be people with different opinions, just like at an Occupy event, there's going to be people with different opinions. But there are people at these Tea Parties, and they don't seem unwelcome, who are advocating for immigration restrictions. And that means, you know, if you want immigration restrictions, you got to have more bureaucrats to enforce those immigration restrictions. So you're talking about bigger government there.
So what you're saying is that they want smaller government in some areas, but larger in others.
So here's how we do this. Here's how we do this without adding any more government jobs. I am a genius for thinking of this. We take everybody that works in the welfare office and then put them in the immigration office. No, we just put them in the immigration office.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that way we're not adding any more bureaucrats. We're just shifting bureaucrats from programs that conservatives don't like to programs that conservatives do like. We've not added a single government job.
Not really smaller government, though.
Smaller in a certain area, maybe.
Yeah, but not
there's
overall.
Less money being spent on welfare.
But also
More money being spent on helicopter pads and fences.
How
and
much
machine
is it
guns?
Going to help them if all of these people are just moved into an office and not actually like on the ground where they can take action?
Well, they're going to need to have more people. With
guns. That's where all of the military from all around the world, we bring them all home and stand them shoulder to shoulder on the border. So that nobody can come across.
Well, then they'll start playing games of Red Rover.
Yes, and I actually saw something. I think it was a Twitter comment that said that, you know, the way you solve the immigration problem is you set up a big game of Red Rover on the border, and if you break the chain, you get to stay.
I think that's a pretty good policy. I mean, better than the one we have now, at least. Like, if you can fight through the human linkage, then you can make it into America.
I just don't like the whole idea of, like, forcing people to stand on the border to play Red Rover.
No, I mean, that's clearly not the solution here, but I'm just saying, I think that would be a much more creative and fun way to enforce border patrols.
Michael Cloud is one of the libertarian speakers. He's a good communicator, and he's written some really useful books on how to be a better communicator with the ideas of freedom. And he put it this way. This idea that somebody who's for smaller government at the same time has these certain pet programs that they don't want to see. They don't want to see cuts made.
That's called like cognitive dissonance.
They'd like to see expansions made in those programs. And so it's he calls it smaller government except, and or minus one or something like that. And what you have is, even if you elect somebody like that, they spend all their time trying to get the bigger government area that they want to expand the program they want expanded, and no time whatsoever trying to make the government smaller.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 6 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're talking about the idea of these so-called small government conservatives. And it sort of seems like a myth to me, the small government conservative. But you can share your thoughts here, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can actually join Free Talk Live live and in real life coming up in July. Maybe of course, you know we're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in June, but if you can't make that, or if you can make that, you'll still want to go to the North American Bitcoin Conference happening in Chicago. And I'm told this is the first Bitcoin conference to happen in the Midwest. So there's been a couple out in California. There's been one in Texas and Florida. I'm not sure East Coast. I'm not sure beyond Florida. What else? East Coast. But
Porkfest and Liberty Forum are basically the Bitcoin conferences of the Northeast.
Yeah, that's probably true. North American Bitcoin Conference is happening July 19th and 20th. Speakers going to include Roger Ver. You've heard of Bitcoin Jesus. If you're in the Bitcoin community, Roger Ver is going to be there. Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, Kathy Reisenwitz, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Charlie Lee of Litecoin, Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, Peter Smith from Blockchain.info. I mean, these are the big names. A lot of them are going to be in attendance at this event. You can get your tickets now at btcchicago.com. It's happening at the Chicago Cormac Place South Building, the North American Bitcoin Conference in Chicago, btcchicago.com. And, of course, you can pay for your tickets in Bitcoin. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the location. We look forward to seeing you there. So where were we? We were talking about conservatives, this big claim.
Small government except.
Oh, yeah, the idea of a small government minus one or whatever. And this was something that Michael Cloud applied towards some libertarian candidates who, you know, weren't truly pro-liberty. There was some issue that they had that they still liked the government to do something on. And, of course, somebody with a definition of conservative, like we heard earlier on the show tonight from our earlier caller, you know, he makes it sound like conservatives are libertarian, right? Like that, a real conservative is somebody who's for smaller government across the board. And I don't remember
was it Ronald Reagan that said the heart and soul of a conservative is libertarian? And Reagan ran on a platform of, you know, like, cut the size of government,
yep,
abolish the Department of Education that was only just a couple of years old. And he wound up vastly increasing the budget for the Department of Education,
the whole government,
ramping up the drug war, greatly increasing the government spending. But yet, whenever you talk to one of these small government, supposedly small government conservative apologists, they always blame the Democrats for all of the bad things that happened when Reagan was president.
What happened to his veto pen? I mean, if it's all the Democrats' fault, then was his hand crippled? Was he unable to stop things from going through?
Well, clearly not. If he was expanding all of these things,
right.
I think what happens is people start focusing so much on what they want to support that they don't realize that they're letting go all of these other programs. Like, sure, you might want to increase like welfare for like single mothers, but at the same time, if you want to decrease like the military in other countries, you're probably just going to ignore that and spend your time increasing funding for this one area.
Yeah, and that was the point that Michael Cloud was making. Even if you had a person who was mostly liberty-minded on almost every issue except for one, and then you had other people who were also elected with that same viewpoint, in this miracle world where somebody with a liberty mindset could actually be elected, if you get 400 of those people together, or what is it, 535 in Congress?
Yes. 435 in the House, 100 senators.
If you get 435 of those people together in a room, then they're all going to throw their idea in for what they think government should do. They're all going to be different. Then they're all going to back scratch and log roll one another until every one of those ideas gets put on the floor with some level of support. And they're going to focus on increasing the size of government, not reducing it, which is why you need, if you're going to try a political route, you have to have people who are principled towards the ideas of liberty.
Yes.
People who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that government is not a good steward of anything. Whatever your political program is, whatever your goal is, your social goal that you want to achieve, that government isn't the solution to that. Whatever it is, you have to be more creative. You have to think of ways to achieve what it is you want to do. If it's helping the poor, Think of ways to help the poor without threatening your neighbor to get money to help the poor. If it's helping the sick, do the same thing. Come up with creative ways to help people, mutual aid societies, for instance, or whatever, to help people who are sick, needy, etc. If it's going and rescuing people from some dictator around the world, you know, the kidnapped girls over in wherever it was,
Nigeria.
In Africa, Nigeria, if you want to do something about that, then raise the money voluntarily to hire mercenaries, or you yourself go ahead and strap on a balaclava, grab some machine guns, and go to town and try to find people to support you in that.
But wait, Ian, we can't just have vigilantes running around.
Why not?
There would be pure chaos.
Hold on. We have vigilantes running around right now. They just happen to have a little badge that says police officer on it.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate
yes.
here.
No, I think that's great, and it's a great point. I guess the typical definition of a vigilante is someone who's outside of the system, right? The people with the badges
acting outside of the law.
Yeah, the people with the badges have the color of law, so they're not seen as vigilantism or vigilante.
Right, but when you've got police officers like the guys in New Mexico that pepper sprayed a woman's vagina because they didn't like the way she was acting at a traffic stop.
Oh, my.
You've got cops in New Mexico that raped a man 6 times looking for drugs because he had clenched buttocks.
I remember that one. That's horrible.
And they never found anything. They forced him to defecate twice throughout the night,
yep,
in between shoving colonscopes and their hands in his rectum.
Well, the real tragedy was it was actually doctors that assisted the police in doing those things.
Right. But so, you've got those people doing that.
These people are acting under discretion of the law, so I can't imagine that anybody that didn't have the badge would be able to do that and get away with it, especially if there's bystanders.
Right, and these people are being sued for what they've done. But there's probably going to be some judge saying they've got immunity.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly, there's not a law saying if somebody has a clenched buttocks, rape them.
Well, gosh, I mean, we have to rape them 6 times. He might have had some coke in there.
I mean, after the first 5 times, obviously that wasn't enough.
All of this just to stop someone who purportedly may possibly have had a chemical in an orifice. I mean, that's so, it's just the height of ridiculousness. And, of course, there's plenty of conservatives out there who have no objection whatsoever to continuing on with this insane war on drugs.
They'll just say, that's a few bad apples. But the saying is, a few bad apples spoils the bunch. Meaning all of the apples eventually go bad because of a few.
It's true. So share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. And, you know, we've got other things that we can talk about here besides the supposed conservatives out there who are reportedly bringing a smaller government, but yet whenever they get elected, there's no smaller government. Of course, in the last decade, there was some Speaker of the House guy, Tom somebody or other, who made a statement. He was a Republican. He said that the government had been cut to the bone, that they couldn't cut it back any further. And that was basically my response to that statement.
Yeah.
It was absolutely ludicrous. And this was one of the key Republican leaders. And I'm sure that, you know, somebody will say, well, he wasn't a real conservative. Okay. Well, we're still waiting on them, I guess. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So contact us that way if you prefer. And if you prefer coffee, we've got some great coffee for you. You can get a whole pound of it for free. Best of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee, this is great stuff. Mark is a huge coffee drinker. He drinks a pot of coffee per day, and he's a huge fan of BuzzBox. It's competitively priced with other high-end coffees, and, of course, free is a really great price. The first pound you get will be free. You'll be signing up for a subscription where you can actually select the delivery frequency. So how long does it take you to go through a pound? Well, you'll find out with your first pound, if you don't already know, and then you can set the frequency of delivery. So if it takes you 2 weeks to burn through a pound of coffee, then you can do it every 2 weeks, or you can have your pound, your next pound delivered 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever I think is your preference. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can go there and get signed up. You do have to pay the shipping cost on that free pound, but otherwise the pound itself will not cost you anything. And that's because BuzzBox really believes that you're going to enjoy their product. They're convinced that you'll be a huge fan and you'll stay on board. Now, of course, if you're not happy with it, you can always cancel your subscription at any time.
And again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. But it's not just great coffee over at BuzzBox. They've also set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op, and they work with World Vision to help finance microloans. So every 10 Free Talk Live listeners who sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners, they will be able to finance one new microloan through World Vision to help people change their own lives in places where it can be pretty difficult to eke out a living. So again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get started there. Get your first pound for free. Just pay the cost of shipping. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's move to a slightly different story. This is kind of a recap of something that happened a couple years ago. Remember there was headlines a while back about the Gibson guitar factory being raided by the federal government?
Yes.
And it's back
over a paperwork snafu, if I recall correctly.
Lumber union protectionists incited the SWAT raid on the factory, says Gibson Guitar CEO. This from Forbes.com's Bill Frezzo, one of their contributors. Henry, a SWAT team from Homeland Security just raided our factory. What? This must be a joke. No, this is really serious. We've got guys with guns. They put all of our people out in the parking lot, and they won't let us go into the plant. Whoa. What's happening? Asked Gibson Guitar CEO Henry Juskowitz when he arrives at his Nashville factory to question the officers. We can't tell you. What are you talking about, you can't tell me? You can't just come in and... We have a warrant. Well, let me see the warrant. We can't show that to you because it's sealed. While 30 men in SWAT attire dispatched from Homeland Security and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service cart away about $500,000 worth of wood and guitars, seven armed agents interrogate an employee without benefit of a lawyer. The next day, Juskowitz, the CEO, receives a letter warning that he cannot touch any guitar left in the plant under threat of being charged with a separate federal offense for each violation, punishable by a jail term. Up until that point, Gibson had not received so much as a postcard telling the company that it might be doing something wrong. Thus began a five-year saga. Wow, it's been 5 years already? Extensively covered by the press with reputation-destroying leaks and shady allegations that Gibson was illegally importing wood from endangered tree species. In the end, formal charges were never filed. But the disruption to Gibson's business and the mounting legal fees and threat of imprisonment induced Juskowitz to settle for $250,000 with an additional $50,000 donation piled on top to pay off an environmental activist group. So what really happened at the Nashville plant? Well, Henry Juskowitz bought the troubled Gibson Guitar Company in 1986. With revenues having dropped below $10 million a year, the iconic 84-year-old guitar maker was bleeding cash and on its way to bankruptcy. Since then, Juskowitz turned Gibson around, making it into an international powerhouse, growing at better than 20% per year compounded, with current annual revenues rumored to be approaching $1 billion. A great American success story? Yes. But Gibson's very success made it a fat target for federal prosecutors, whom Juskowitz alleges were operating at the behest of lumber unions and environmental pressure groups seeking to kill the market for lumber imports. He said this case was not about conservation, he says. This was basically protectionism. 2 months before the raid, lobbyists slipped some arcane supply chain reporting provisions into an extension of the Lacey Act of 1900 that changed the technical definition of fingerboard blanks, which are legal to import. With no clear legal standards, a sealed warrant, the company has not been allowed to see to this day, no formal charges filed, and the threat of a prison term hanging over any executive who does not take due care to abide by this absurdly vague law, Gibson settled. You're fighting a very well-organized political machine in the unions, he concluded, and the conservation guys have sort of gone along. Hey, what's not to like about $50,000? And this isn't an isolated incident. Just ask Harvey Silverglade, Boston lawyer, activist, civil liberties advocate, and author of Three Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent. As he explains, the feds routinely take advantage of the vagueness of many of our laws by starting from the target and then working backwards, selectively prosecuting people they want to go after by charging them with crimes they often don't even know exist. And, of course, we've seen this with other things, not just a guitar company, but porn producers have been recently become the target of this. porn actresses and actors are being targeted by having their bank accounts threatened and shut down. And the federal government, there's no cost to them for going after a company. Even if it turns out later on that there actually isn't anything they can charge someone with, as they didn't in this case.
Right.
It doesn't stop them from destroying the company.
I remember reading some articles that are somewhat related to the Gibson thing, related to the paperwork snafus. Some musicians, you know, fairly well-known, I don't think they were necessarily, you know, like pop musicians, but well-known classic musician artists that happened to have a certain type of tree that was used to make a part of, like, a cello or a violin or
a guitar.
It's probably
the fingerboard they're talking about here.
And because they didn't have a certain form filled out when they traveled internationally, when they came back into the U.S., they had their instruments seized over basically a paperwork snafu that most people probably would not even know that they needed to fill out.
That's terrifying. I think this is one of the most terrifying things about living in the United States, is that they put it perfectly in this article, where they pick the target and work backwards, trying to figure out mm-hmm. which laws they've broken. And I just think it's ridiculous, because isn't that one of our most basic rights, that if you are charged with something, it is your right to know what you're being charged with?
You'd think.
And the fact that they're not even able to see what it is that they're doing illegally, it shows that the government's not trying to get them to change their ways or to stop breaking laws. They just want to take all of their revenue away from them, or in this case, the guitars that they were taking out of, basically stealing
right.
out of their company.
Just destroying their inventory, and, you know, they're still around, but it costs a lot of money to get out of this situation.
Right. And how are they supposed to comply with the laws if they don't know what they're breaking?
You can't. I mean, you can't possibly. You can hire attorneys. The attorneys can give you advice. But ultimately, as you pointed out here, Ellen, if the government wants to come after you, they will come after you. And then all the attorneys in the world won't stop them from doing it.
Right. So clearly this isn't about them breaking laws. This is just about them getting money or justifying their jobs.
And on an individual level, so this happens to companies, obviously, but it can also happen to you. And there have been many activists who've been involved in a situation where a police officer will put you under arrest. You'll ask the officer, "Officer, what are you arresting me for? What are you charging me with?" And the officer will say something like, "Well, we'll figure that out," or "We'll come up with something.
We don't know quite yet,
yeah.
but soon we'll tell you."
Right.
"We're arresting you for resisting arrest."
They really have done this stuff.
I know.
Right? Yeah. So the toll-free number is 855-453, so it can be anybody. If they want to target you, they will. And you'll be out of a whole lot of money, or you'll be in jail, one or the other, or both. You can take control here. We'll continue with the Gibson story. We'll finish that up. Your calls are certainly welcome here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you with your thoughts and your calls. You just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. We can keep talking about the Gibson guitar ridiculousness from what was apparently 5 years ago, where federal agents raided the Gibson guitar factory in the United States and took a whole bunch of their product. Gibson ended up settling for $250,000 plus $50,000 that went to pay off an environmental activist group, and their CEO says this was all about protectionism. We'll continue on what he has to say here from the Forbes piece. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or anything at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing on the air here, talking about the ideas of freedom 7 nights a week, you want to help us get on more radio stations. Actually, just announced a couple of new stations today online. We'll actually officially welcome them this weekend when they're on board with us on our weekend editions. But we're up to 150 radio stations now. Yay!
Yay!
Of course, we were actually at 151 2 weeks ago, but then we lost two. But so now we're back at 150. It's actually the first time we've announced that we've had 150. So congratulations, and thank you, Daryl, because you helped make it possible. Because you brought on several new radio stations
yes.
to Free Talk Live, and I'm sure there are more in the pipe. And it's possible that we have Daryl doing affiliate relations because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. So Daryl's here every morning, way more reliable than me, and calling hundreds of radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live. I also call a bunch of radio stations as well, and between the two of us, we've got the whole business covered. We've got the entire country, every station that's a talk radio station. We're probably talking to them about Free Talk Live, and we're getting on in new markets as a result of that effort. But it all comes from the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's the reason why Free Talk Live is as successful as we are, and you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We are offering some really killer perks right now. There's two big reasons to get on board, whereas normally you just get on board to help us out. Right now, and you get some perks too. Right now, the perks are that you, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, if you become one tonight at amp.freetalklive.com, not only will your AMP dollar amount be doubled for the next several months, thanks to our generous contributors who are matching contributions to the AMP program, not only will your contribution be doubled, so if you do $5 a month with AMP, which is the minimum amount, then it'll become $10 a month because of the doubling. And at the same time, you can also get Bitcoin back. You can get your first amounts, first month's worth of AMP, so $5 worth back in Bitcoin. If you want it, you know, if you don't want it, then don't take it. But it's there for you if you want it. And all you have to do is send me an email at ian@freetalklive.com. Once you sign up for the AMP program with your Bitcoin address, so go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there. There's also an extra perk for Platinum amplifiers as well. Free Talk Live Platinum amplifiers are eligible to receive a very special Free Talk Live shiny badge. We've talked a lot about shinybadges.com, and they're really awesome badges that they have. And Davi has designed using the Free Talk Live logo with the phone, the fist in the fist holding the phone, breaking through the chain. That can be yours. It can be a pin. You can put it on, you know, your favorite hat, T-shirt, bag, or wherever it is you like to put pins. And you can get one of these if you're a Free Talk Live Platinum. On the back side, it does say Platinum Amplifier engraved into the pin. This is a very limited edition. We only have 100 of them that have been made, and over a dozen of them have been claimed at this point. At this point, actually, it may be closer to 24. I haven't run the numbers. I usually do AMP stuff like once a week, and that's tomorrow. So I'll know more about how many we have remaining after tomorrow, and I'll give you an update on that. But this is a cool-looking badge. I have to say I'm really impressed with how it turned out. And so if you are currently a Platinum Amplifier, if you become a Platinum Amplifier by joining at amp.freetalklive.com, or if you upgrade to Platinum, all you have to do is send me your, again, via email, at ian@freetalklive.com. Send me your shipping address, and then we'll make sure that one of these things gets out to you. And they should be there in time for Porkfest, for sure, so you can wear one of these around, and then everyone will know you're a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier.
I'm actually jealous of the Free Talk Live amplifiers.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We might be able to find an extra
one. I wish I had a shiny badge.
Well, you know, I think maybe down the line there may be more of the badges made sort of generically, but they wouldn't be the exclusive platinum-style badge. So we'll talk more with Davi about that from Shiny Badges. But the platinum badge has the platinum amplifier engraved on the back, and there's only 100 of them. So first come, first serve. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the program there and get all the perks. We're continuing here with a story from Forbes.com about the Gibson guitar raid that happened several years ago at this
November
point.
November of 09.
Yep, it's been a long time already. So basically they never filed any charges on this. They went in there, they seized thousands of dollars worth of inventory from this factory. They seized $500,000, actually, worth of wood and guitars. Never brought a single charge, but yet the mounting legal fees and the constant threat of imprisonment induced the CEO to settle for about $300,000 in total. According to the story here, it's Gibson's success that had made it the fat target for the federal prosecutors. The CEO says this was basically protectionism. And it's not an isolated incident, as was pointed out by the author of Three Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent. He says that the feds routinely take advantage of the vagueness of many of the laws by starting from the target and then working backwards, meaning they want you, so they then figure out how to get you. What laws can they apply or not, or just, you know, figure out a way to scare you into submission to get you. We're in terrible trouble as a nation under law, he says. When you have a system predicated on jurisdictional interests rather than on specific, identifiable, understandable, definable violations of law, there is a great opportunity for tyranny. As a result, just about any business person, especially in highly regulated industries, can be construed by a prosecutor to have committed 3 or 4 arguable felonies every day. If for some reason the authorities are eyeing you and they look closely enough at your daily activities, they can find something. That makes us all very vulnerable. Worse, 95% of federal cases never go to trial because Justice Department prosecutors have engineered the system to make it too risky to go to trial, often railroading people who are innocent. They've built a conviction machine, not a system of justice. And indeed, most people take the plea deal because it's just easier that way.
Yeah.
It's less costly when you take the plea deal, less time-consuming. And people don't want to spend time in courts. They want to spend time making guitars or whatever it is that they want to do.
And in the case of Ross Ulbricht, they'll throw out allegations of something absolutely horrible.
Murder.
Without evidence of any connection to that thing. And then when they finally bring forth the charges, the horrible allegation is nowhere in the list of charges.
Right. You're talking about Ross Ulbricht, the alleged proprietor of the Silk Road, the underground, infamous underground black market on Tor, where drugs and other interesting things were sold. There's now Silk Road 2.0. So the federal shutdown of the site didn't actually keep it down. It's back. But Ross is in prison. And actually, interestingly, I heard his mother is going to be one of the speakers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I am so looking forward to meeting her.
I'm looking forward to finally getting her on the show. I was approached about her too late at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. She was there, and we've kind of already booked people to speak. And I don't like to tell somebody, oh, well, we've got Ross Ulbricht's mother, so sorry, we won't be able to talk to you. I mean, I know we told you that we would, but no, I wasn't going to boot somebody out who had already been scheduled. So I'm looking forward to having her on the show as well. She seemed like I did get to talk to her at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and I told her that Free Talk Live had been following her son's case, and we've been promoting freeross.org, and so really nice lady.
If Davi Barker is listening, I hope that he gives Ross Ulbricht's mother a shiny badge that is modeled after the Silk Road logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He actually sent one of those to me. I love the Silk Road shiny badge. There's a little bit more to the story here from Forbes about Gibson. Federal criminal law is not bound by the accepted rules of common law. Congress, the courts, and prosecutors can criminalize everyday conduct without having to prove that the accused intended to violate a known legal duty. That intent used to be fundamental to the mens rea required for criminal liability. It no longer is, and this is a direct result of the mushrooming administrative state in which we live. The convoluted content of many laws implemented through regulation aren't even clear until after there's a guilty plea or conviction, essentially giving prosecutors a blank check. Throw unchecked prosecutorial discretion into the mix, and you have a recipe for legal nightmares straight out of Kafka. This is the great flaw in the federal criminal justice system. We didn't really see the flaw in all its dangerous, florid iteration until the mid-1980s, when federal prosecutors began to take advantage of this gigantic hole. This is neither a Democratic problem nor a Republican problem. Abuse of justice by federal prosecutors has ballooned under both parties. Until the American people wake up to the threat and demand change, things will only get worse.
This is everyone's problem, because the more laws there are, the more criminals there are. And obviously, like, they're not trying to protect anyone in this case. They're not protecting Gibson or the trees. Well, they're just doing this for their own interest.
They're protecting Gibson's competitors, ultimately, is what they're doing. We're out of time for tonight. Check out more Ellen at ALPShow.com, Daryl at FPP.cc, and more Free Talk Live at FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.